May I have your attention, please?
Guess what today is?
It's Tuesday.
It's the first of the month.
First day of the month.
Where did the time go?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Is this a show?
I heard that this show is, like, really good.
This is a good, clean show.
It's time to party.
Yeah, it is.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Hooray! It's Mardi Gras.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
What's more important, Mardi Gras or the first day of the month?
Mardi Gras, duh. There's donuts involved.
You had to act like you had to think about it. Please.
No.
In digital HD. My guess is, since it's Donut Day, Fastnacht Day, Fat Tuesday, whatever you want to call it, we'll have every type donut possible today.
I don't know why you think that, Tom Morgan.
Because it's Try It Tuesday.
Yeah. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You know, we like to clean up around here on the morning show, so we got to do a follow-up. How did it go with PennDOT yesterday, Karina? Woman moving from Florida to Pennsylvania and needing to change her license plate?
Swimmingly.
Oh, you lie. Oh, you lie.
All right, all you officers out there, plug your ears. I'm not legal anymore.
Oh, so you have, you still got the oranges, the nice little orange tree on your license plate that says February 28th?
Yeah, they're not as appealing as they once were.
What, the license plate or PennDOT?
All of it.
There it is.
So I called, everybody's like, go to Danville, don't go to Sealands Grove, and I've heard the horror stories. So I call, and apparently I didn't know this either, it kicked you over to PennDOT. I'm like, okay.
Woman, did not you hear me when I said Danville wasn't open on Monday?
Well,
I made a joke that they're
wasn't
only open
that.
15 minutes a week.
They don't even do transfers, that's the thing. So I talked to the lady and she says, no, that's only for renewals or new photos. I was
really?
Like, okay. So she's like, you're gonna have to go to Sealands Grove. And I'm like, well, that's what I was trying to avoid. So, and then I get off with her and she tells me all the things I need and everything but my unborn child. And I'm like, okay, birth certificate. Okay. So I spent 10 minutes.
You told her you were trying to avoid Sealands Grove. That's epic right there. Did she say why?
No, she actually laughed. She's like, I get you. Because even in Florida, I would hear about like my, you know, well, it's my cousin's son. He had to like wait 6 months and people were in lawn chairs outside. Just
tailgate
like, what?
Party, yeah, for Penn State or something, right?
Yeah, so then she tells me, and so I should probably check the, you know, times that they're open today. Yeah, they're close.
There's one in Shamokin.
Nope.
We don't know when that one's open.
Only Fridays. I'm like, are
the
people?
Like Danville.
Yeah, I'm like, do a bunch of dentists work there? Like, they're only open one day a week? I don't know.
Do you ever see the part-time people that work in this building? No, you never see them because they're part-time.
I know.
There you go. So that's what PennDOT's
yeah,
like,
and so then I called the tag place. You know this too. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get my tags done now and then I'll get my driver's license. She goes, oh, no, you have to have your driver's license now.
No.
And I'm like, what? And then she's like, are you still paying on your car? I was like, yeah, I got about a year left. And she's like, then you got to come get a paper first. And I'm like,
there's more paper.
This is just, I'm over it. I've lived 20 years in the South. I've never had it be this hard. And that's not even counting my lovely inspection that I got to have. And I'm still looking for a lick 'em and stick 'em guy. And
we talked about that yesterday, too. We'll hook you up. He's out there in the coal region somewhere.
I just needed a good drink of wine last night.
Okay,
oh,
then.
Oh, yeah. It was the Mondayest of Mondays of Mondays, and I was over it.
And it wasn't even me here. It's wild.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV. Speaking of a glass of wine, you may not be having a glass of vodka. There's a boycott on Russian vodka and Fallon wants to talk about it. My friends have hit me with this nonstop. Mm. And I tell them, hello, Tito's comes from Texas.
That's right.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Of course, everyone's concerned about the situation in Ukraine. And here in the U.S., people have started boycotting Russian vodka. Yeah, Americans said, look, if we have to rip tequila shots until this is over, then by God, we will do it.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Come on, take me to the
Your breasts are holding up. I haven't seen them since Mardi Gras.
Well, laissez-les bon temps brûler. Translation, let the
what?
Good times roll.
I was going to say that.
It's a party.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to party?
Party on, dude.
Let's get this party started.
Sure. Party!
Laissez-les bon temps brûler.
We like to party around here, but ain't nobody throwing beads. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I forgot them at home. home.
Good, because I don't want to see anybody taking off their clothes and throwing beads. This is a family show. Mardi Gras, your thoughts? I think it's just a chance to have a party.
Well, actually, I will say that I came from a place that is like the whole Gulf Coast just is Mardi Gras out. And I love New Orleans, but they try to claim that they were the birthright of Mardi Gras. They're not. It was right across the state line from where I lived, 50 minutes west of me, Mobile, Alabama. That's where it all started.
Get out of town. It did not start in Alabama.
Yes,
it started in France.
Nope.
It's Mardi Gras.
I know there's a lot of foo-foo French in there, but yeah, no. It started in Mobile, Alabama. New Orleans has a huge party. I'll give it to them, but that's not where it started.
Google this, friends, because yes. I don't believe Karina either, but we'll Google it later.
Oh, believe me, they will set you straight. If you say anything about New Orleans, everybody in Mobile is like, no.
Yeah, but when Mobile people talk, nobody listens.
I know.
We invented Mardi Gras over here.
No, back when I've been hitting the hurricane, everything was gone. We didn't have no Mardi Gras that year.
Yeah, we all done skipped over it. Anyway, Mardi Gras happens like in the weirdest places. In the coal region, you'll find some of the churches having a Mardi Gras party, and they're a real party.
But that's the thing. Down there, Mardi Gras is a month and a half event, and the kids even have school off that day. Like, it's kind of like the Bloomsbury Fair around
here. That's because their mom and dad are too drunk to drive them. So are the school bus drivers.
And they're stuffed on donuts.
It's a holiday there. But here, we just kind of like have a little, we make it more of a pre-religious thing. Like, let's eat all the food, drink all the booze, and then we start fasting tomorrow. I don't know.
For Lent. It's really like your last hurrah, like before you start a diet. You're like, I'm going to eat everything in sight because I don't know when I'm going to get it again. When really, in actuality, we know in 2 days you're going to go, oh, I fell off the wagon.
That's it. I'm done.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, don't go away. We got plenty of donuts in the studio. We're going to eat them all. And then tomorrow we're going to say we're fasting. And what did you say? 2 days later, we're going to...
Off the wagon. Fell off. Hard.
News is next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
It's World Compliment Day. Let's reach to our Alexa here in the studio for some help.
Wow. You look like you've lost 5 pounds.
Thank you.
Only 30 more to go.
Hey!
Your new hat looks nice.
Ooh.
I think your grandmother would love it.
Oh.
Your house is lovely.
Thank you.
It's very comfortable and lived in. Glad you didn't go out of your way to impress anyone.
What?
You have such a cute car. Didn't your friend's father have the same model when he was 16?
Yeah, it's Karina's car. That's not mine. So anyway.
And you should smile more. You look so much better with the smile.
Oh.
That's kind of like saying you have a pretty face.
Happy World Compliment Day.
Well, that... Okay, thank you, Alexa. We could have done better if we wrote them ourselves, I think.
That's always my favorite. You have such a pretty face. Okay. Thanks. What's wrong with the rest of me?
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up. We'll investigate the booms in the Sunbury, Northumberland area last night
at
about 10:30.
Yeah, apparently Hiroshima dropped in the backyard and I missed it all.
Or was it Hiroshima? I don't know how to say it.
Putin's here.
Putin's in the backyard, everybody. We'll talk about it because it was all over Facebook and I heard it. And I just said, it's a coyote on the deck. Leave him alone.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
So nobody knows what the boom was yesterday in Sunbury, Nori. But I heard it last night. Mark, it probably woke you up. You go to bed at 7 o'clock.
It did wake me up. It was exciting. I thought, oh my God, did I wake up in the Ukraine or
something? Yes, I said Putin's here.
I just blamed it on the coyotes because out in Point Township, you blame coyotes on everything. What was that boom? Must have been an exploding coyote. I don't know.
It's really quiet in Lewisburg.
Quirk in the way that Nori and the island are laid out. It's just this strange thing that I can see the social club from my house between all the houses. The only reason I know that is when they set off ground fireworks.
Now, I could see from above up on the hill out in Point Township, but I didn't see fireworks. I really heard them.
Yeah, I saw the flashes of light in that direction, but I couldn't tell what it was.
Was it a special holiday on the island?
Like, what were they celebrating? Just like, we got some leftover crap from July 4th, just burn it.
What's that quincentennial stuff in Sunbury? Maybe the island is having their own thing.
Maybe it was just like a test.
Every day's a holiday at the social club.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
My viral comedy coming up next because Karina loves a good animal story.
Not rats.
Well, rats are animals too, said PETA. Vermin. I totally agree with you.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also, the show Seinfeld. Did they predict what was going to happen in the Ukraine back in 1995?
They had ESPN.
Why do you always put the N on the end of it?
Because it's a joke.
They can't predict sports.
Come on, Tom. Pick up what I'm putting down.
If they could predict sports, I'd be rich.
Yeah. Why are you calling at 11:30?
94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Okay, we want you to look this stuff up later because you're too busy now. But if you listen to it, yeah, that's why we call it viral comedy.
Oh, rats.
I see what you did there.
Woman in Ohio, apparently, I hate rats, but she loves them and has pet rats. And she sings a little song to get them in their cage.
Here we go. All rats to the cage. All rats to the cage. Come on. All rats to the cage. All rats to the cage. Come on. All rats to the cage. All rats to the cage. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. And a very good job. And a very good job.
I'm a beatbox.
I said it's like a kid. You're like, clean up, clean up, everybody clean up.
I did that to my kids. They responded just like those rats.
They got in their cages.
Here's another viral video that goes on for about 8 minutes. We'll just give you a clip here. If you watched Seinfeld back in the 90s, an episode of 1995 featured Kramer and Newman playing the board game Risk on the subway and predicting something was going to happen in the Ukraine?
I can't think. It's all this noise.
Or is it because I've built a stronghold around Greenland? I've driven you out of Western Europe? And I've left you teetering on the brink of complete annihilation.
I'm not beaten yet. I still have armies in the Ukraine.
The Ukraine is a sitting duck. The Ukraine is weak. I think it's time to put the hurt on the
Careful,
Ukraine.
There's a guy right next to you. Careful.
Ukraine. You
Too
not
soon?
Say Ukraine weak.
Yeah, well, we're playing a game here, pal.
Ukraine has came to you. How about I take your little Boris?
He punches the board. Watch the video later. Maybe you remember the episode. He punches the board. All the pieces go all over the floor. You say the Ukraine's weak.
Well, that happened a long time ago. So.
1995.
Now,
guys, don't get all crazy on this. Because there are still people that say, the Simpsons predicted the pandemic. What? Homer Simpson?
Okay, I guess the Walking Dead news, you know, all the walkers are going to come get us with the apocalypse. I mean, you can't go by that.
Exactly. You can't go by that, but I still got neighbors in Point Township that got their guns loaded for the zombie apocalypse.
And their gas mask just arrived from Amazon.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Fallon's on the way with the scratch-off story.
I'm your long-lost cousin Karina.
There it is.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Man in New York just won $10 million. $10 million from a scratch-off lottery ticket. But here's the unbelievable part. The same man won $10 million from another scratch-off ticket 3 years ago. Even crazier, the same guy was behind him in line at 7-Eleven both times. Like, oh, come on.
He did it again today. It does nothing. Then we go right to the locals that we call birthday buddies. No, stop it. Stop
Morgan
it.
In the Morning.
Winning over audiences.
I'll take two.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You Yay. Are
nothing to
see
here, folks.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
All right. A lot of celebrities we've got to run down. Justin Bieber is 28 today.
Really? Yeah,
the Biebs. Got to ask you, peeps. Bieb fan?
No.
No. She came from a country station. Forgive her.
Right. No, it's more about the hair.
I am not Bieb either. Fan? Sorry. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
It's more
guy.
About the hair, but it's shorter now, so I can deal with that a little
now.
Better.
It's
that,
more about that the hair. Whole, what the hell does that mean? I'm a
Bieber
fan.
My cousin's kids were like, with the Bieber comb-over thing. Yeah, I'm like, get a haircut.
Don't do the hair. Do the talent, for God's sakes. I'm a big Biebs fan, but I don't tell my buddies or they won't allow me in the hookies. So there you go.
Well, you just did.
Oops.
Yeah,
here's my girl, K. Kesha.
Anybody?
Anybody?
35. Wow. Anybody? Okay. I thought she was younger than that.
Cause the party don't start till I get here. Booker T for you WWE fans is 57 years old. Oprah Cunningham is 68. We know him as Ron Howard.
Oh, wow. 68. Wow.
Gotcha.
Daisy Duke, Catherine Bach, 68 years old as well.
Okay. And she's still fitting those jeans, shorts.
Those shorts.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah. Anyways, of course I did.
You ruined it for every guy thinking about the Daisy Dukes. It's just, anyway. So, yeah, Roger Daltrey is 78.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And ready? When I say the name, you say the first thing that comes to your mind. Ready? Harry Belafonte.
Dale.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
That was perfect right there. And keep in mind,
totally
friends.
Totally unrehearsed.
Yeah, we don't rehearse. Harry Belafonte is 95 years old today.
Wow.
Time to do the locals, and we call them...
Birthday buddies.
Perfect. Oh, look at you chiming in for a trio.
Yeah. Ashley Simpson, who had a couple hits back in the 90s.
Yeah,
she lives
in Sudbury again.
Yeah, she's...
She moved?
Yeah, she moved back home like Karina. She's 28 years old.
Kara Pleicher in Freeburg is 38. Happy birthday.
Chuck Miller, 48 today.
Happy birthday to Dana Ritter. She's from Selinsgrove, the Nifty 50.
Dina Lesher from Trevorden is 56.
Aaron Demcher is 32 today.
Happy birthday to Jamie Boops, 39.
Jamie Hedricks from Dry Valley is 58. Happy birthday.
Jen Gobbler from Middleburg, she's 36 today. Happy birthday.
Jennifer Wolf from Northumberland, 49.
Candace Descani from Shamokin is 64.
Kayla English from Sunbury is 33 today.
Kelly Peffer is 53.
Christy Wren is 42. I know her. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Lori Derrick is 57 today.
Happy birthday to Mike Weaver. He's from Norrie, but he's living in Paxinos now.
Paxinos.
Yeah.
That's not how you say it.
I used to soccer coach for that guy. He's 42. Happy birthday, Mike.
Paula Hoagland from Sunbury is 53. Happy birthday.
Dana Ritter from Selinsgrove, 50 today. Wait a second.
Hold on a minute. Aaron Dempster is 32. How about that
There you go.
And let us not forget Rhonda Dietz of Sudbury. She is 48 years old. And you know what? You're not going to believe this, but my current session has just expired. So you go ahead.
Sarah Fry is 74. Happy birthday. And Sarah York is 43. Stephanie Dirk from Sunbury is 48. Sue Perry from Sunbury is 57. Happy birthday. Tara Benner from Selinsgrove is 46. And Teresa Fegger from Herndon is 68. And we have two on the Facebook page.
Nice.
Alexander Troutman from Northumberland, 11. And Angela Troutman, his mama, is on a leap year. So she's 50, but she's really 12 and a half years old.
There you go.
But she's got an 11-year-old son. What is wrong with that picture?
Funny.
That's called the Fountain of Youth right there.
Right there.
And then Natalie Edison from Mifflinburg is 14 years old.
Every day at this time.
And it's birthday buddies.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
The good news is on the way after the news.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
We haven't heard from Chef Jose Andres in a while. He's that guy that owns and distributes the World Central Kitchen. He loves to feed refugees all around the world. Well, now he's involved in the Russian-Ukraine war. Mm-hmm. And he's getting it done.
People are cold. Families are cold. They carry with them whatever they can bring. We are already feeding in Romania. We're going to be in different entry points too. Remember, it's a lot of roads that leave Ukraine in different parts. We're telling them, guys, just making sure that people are fed. And those are our people, and we're going to be supporting them in many ways.
Chef Jose Andres.
That's awesome.
It's awesome good news.
Yes. Usually we hear about people saving animals, but this is actually in reverse. A boater fell into a channel in California, and a seal helped him out.
I just started swimming as hard as I could towards the boat, and it really didn't take too long to realize, like, it's getting farther. I hear this splash. It's just this little harbor seal. The seal would go underwater, and he came up and nudged me. Did it know, like, hey, this human's in trouble. Come on, keep going, dude.
Keep going, dude.
It wasn't a Navy SEAL. It wasn't a SEAL and Scrooge SEAL. It was the actual SEAL with the whiskers and all. And yeah. Helped save him. That was pretty cool.
And hey, we made it as far as a goal for the Here for Good.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Hats off to DeSalle Val for helping us out during the holidays. The Here for Good campaign raised $146,524.
Wow.
All the money staying here. Speaking of local, if your local group has something that you think is good news.
Yeah, give it to Mark Lawrence at WKOK.com and he'll tell his people to tell our people and we'll get it on so you can hear it.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
It's a pancake party. What a way to wake up.
Let's change the name of the show to Pancake Party today, okay?
And then instead of Flashback Friday, we could have Flash. What is it called? Flapjack?
Is that
Flapjack Friday?
Oh, please don't tell me that's what they call pancakes down south, because I'll just leave the room now.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to an international house of flapjacks? I don't think so. What would you call that? You would call that I flop. Anyway.
Well, even in the south, like, everything's Coke.
Everything's stupid down there.
Do,
I'm like, so glad you're home. It sucks down south. Just admit it. You're home now.
No, it's like everything's Coke.
Coca-Cola's in Atlanta, Georgia. It makes sense.
Nope.
Jack's pancakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you make them?
Oh, I do. And I add a little vanilla in there.
That sounds like a Try a Tuesday when we're not eating donuts. So do you put anything else in? Blueberries or?
I do the whole like fruit in there with some whipped cream and.
There you go.
Yeah. Woo.
I think it's strange that Pancake Day would be also on Fastnacht Day, but think about it. The religious meaning behind the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You had to use up your fats and your flours and all that stuff on Fat Tuesday. So all the lard was being used up because we start fasting on Ash Wednesday. Today we are celebrating Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thanks to Wise Markets. There's every kind of Fastnacht available to mankind here.
We've got cinnamon. And sugar and powdered and glazed and what you got in there?
What you got in there?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
May I have your attention, please?
Guess what today is?
It's Tuesday.
It's the first of the month.
First day.
Really?
No, no. This show does Try a Tuesday. And it's Fat Tuesday. It's Mardi Gras. It's Fastnacht Day. It's Shrove Tuesday. It's all of the above. I'm excited.
Let it stick to your behind day.
Okay, I never heard that title, but I'm sure that fits. Because we are covered, surrounded by donuts from Wise Markets right now on a Try It Tuesday. And you have a box of glaze.
My box is bigger than yours.
Oh, boy.
My bus nuts bringing all the boys to the yard.
Oh, there you go. And I have cinnamon sugar. Cinnamon sugar. Hi. Yeah, so thank you to Wise Markets for bringing this. Now, the whole idea, of course, is to use up your fats and your flours and your sugars today.
Yeah, you're supposed to binge like you just went through a breakup.
Okay.
Get the Häagen-Dazs, just do the whole thing.
It's another way to describe it. Is there a theme here? Is there a pattern here? Miss Karina Carr?
Women will understand when you go through something stressful, especially a breakup. That's what you do. You eat everything in your freezer, all the bad crap. It just makes you feel better just for a night. It's kind of like drinking.
Right.
Feels good while you're doing it, and then you're like, why did I do that?
So tell me about this here Fastnacht Day.
Well, I even got edumacated on this. So
okay.
Fastnachts are donut-like treats with a deep Pennsylvania Dutch history. So it coincides with Shrove Tuesday or the day before Ash Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made Pennsylvania Dutch made Fastnachts to use up the fat and sugar, like you said, that were on hand before Lent and fast begins.
Mm-hmm.
And the translation in English means fast night, which makes sense.
Oh,
are they healthy? Not so much. Average Fastnacht contains 217 calories, 12 grams of fat, 24 grams of carbs, according to the app MyFitnessPal. So that's where we're getting all this deep info from.
MyFitnessPal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the controversy part of it. You can buy Fastnacht in varieties of shapes and different toppings, but traditionalists actually say that it's the one that is a true Fastnacht is a square made with potato and has no frosting, filling, or sprinkles.
I knew it was plain. Pennsylvania Dutchies out there in Snoqualmie. They don't like the whole
no holes
cinnamon
too.
Sugar
yes.
here. Powdered mm-hmm. sugar, yeah, no holes, just a square cake.
Mm-hmm.
Quick shout out to Wise Markets again. Thanks
Absolutely.
For helping us out.
Guys are the bomb.
Try It Tuesday. Look for us on social media.
We'll be eating some Fastnacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV is on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, finally, a doghouse that was struck by a meteorite sold last week for $44,000. Even crazier, it sold on Zillow.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, we're eating everything on Fat Tuesday, so here's some of our eating habits. Mac and cheese. What do? Most people use a fork. Some use a spoon. Spork doesn't even come in there, sorry.
No. Making pasta, do you salt the water? You better. It will taste like crap.
Okay. Corn. Most of us like it on the cob. Some of us like it on the plate. And others what? In our pocket?
Well, eggs have an off-putting consistency no matter how they're prepared. But most say scrambled. But here in PA, they say dippy eggs.
Dippy eggs. Very good. Welcome home, Karina. Bacon brownies? Well, what piece do you use?
And did you add a little greenery? Just asking.
I like the corner pieces. And that, believe it or not, is a favorite. That's weird.
How about sushi? Well, 46%, they don't. And I'd say that's even higher here in PA.
When it comes to onions, 75% of people like them, so they use them whenever they can.
I don't like them raw, but I like them cooked. Uh-huh. And finally, spicy foods, 45% say they'd rather have something mild, and the other 40 say they like it, so yeah. Kind of split.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next.
I'm thinking you got onions left. I'm sorry. I'm totally confused. It's Fat Tuesday. You're supposed to use up your food. Where do you put onions in donuts? I can't come up with
one. I've seen them put bacon on donuts, like glaze, you know, the sweet and savory.
Really? Flavor.
Yeah.
All right.
You've never seen that before?
Bacon on donuts?
Yeah, sweet and salty. Yeah, no.
Keep reminding yourself come from down south.
Bacon is good on everything. You put on dog crap and it would work.
Oh, my. News is next. On the way, we'll tell you how you can save money on your heating bill.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Our parting shot today comes from American Idol, a show I stopped watching years ago. But evidently, Aretha Franklin's granddaughter was on the show. Man, if you could sing like grandma, you're going all the way.
Well, it just shows that just because you have a famous aunt, uncle, grandmother, whatever, doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be just as good.
True, but it did work for Whitney Houston.
Hi, I'm Grace. I'm 15 and I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, Michigan.
So tell us about your journey. How did you get here to us?
My grandma is Aretha Franklin.
Killing me.
I think you have stardust and sparkle. You're a yes from me.
Lionel,
Grace Franklin, you know how I feel about your family and you. But I don't want this to be a crash and burn. Okay, it's going to be a no for me this time, but an optimistic comeback and see us, okay?
Wow, you ever get that in a job interview? Oh, you got all the talent in the world. But why don't you come back and see us some other time?
Very political answer.
Hey, judges, how about a little respect?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.